Maryland Governor Larry Hogan declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard on Monday evening as violent clashes between protesters and authorities unfolded after the funeral of Freddie Gray, the man whose death following a fatal injury sustained in police custody has become the latest to push the national debate on race and police force. At least 7 police officers were injured in clashes near Mondawmin Mall that played out on live television on Monday afternoon and into early Monday evening. Crowds of demonstrators were seen throwing projectiles like rocks and bottles toward police lines and surrounded at least one police cruiser, stamping on its roof and smashing windows. Other scenes showed several vehicles on fire and a number of local businesses being looted. One CVS store that was looted was later set on fire. "We never expected anything like this," Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings said on CNN as footage of the store fire aired. In a tweet, the company said some stores in the city were closed and no employees or customers were harmed. Baltimore Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk, the police department's chief spokesman, said at least one officer was unresponsive and others had broken bones. Several businesses in the downtown area of the city closed early due to fears of violence and reports of planned demonstrations. The University of Maryland, Baltimore, previously announced Monday that it would close early due to a police warning about events planned that afternoon. According to the Baltimore Sun, a widely distributed flyer advertised a purge, named after the plot of the movie The Purge, about a night when all crime is legal. That would begin at the mall at 3 p.m. and continue toward downtown Baltimore. Kowalczyk warned that appropriate force would be used to apprehend what he called outrageous criminals, according to CNN. "You're going to see tear gas," he said. "You're going to see pepper balls. We're going to use appropriate methods to ensure that we're able to preserve the safety of that community." The Baltimore Orioles announced on Twitter Monday that the evening scheduled game between the Orioles and the White Sox at Oriole Park had been postponed after consultation with Baltimore City Police and would be rescheduled for a later date. The clashes took place a few hours after funeral services were held for Gray, the 25-year-old who died April 19th after suffering spinal cord injuries while in police custody a week earlier. Baltimore officials are investigating exactly how Gray received those injuries. The White House said Monday that Attorney General Loretta Lynch updated President Obama after her swearing-in ceremony. Lynch said the Justice Department was ready to provide assistance to the city as needed.